Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including NBA Summer League, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. Bet online, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host today, Logan Landers, and today we're going to get our top five list. The top five Atlanta Falcons games of all time. But I can't break this list down by myself. As you all know, it is Monday here on 100th Football. So, of course, that means another Madman Mancini Monday. Welcome to the show once again, Mr. Mark Mancini. How are you doing today, sir?
Well, I'm doing really good with training camps around the corner. College football starting. We've got super conferences. The NFL will be kicking up. I mean, I am excited. And man, oh man, this is just the tip of the iceberg, what's coming up in the 2022 season, my friend.
You ain't kidding, man. We've got a lot to look forward to. Be sure to go check out our YouTube playlist, by the way, if you're watching this live. We have team previews for all of the NFL teams, as well as we are going through the college teams right now. We're going to get through as many of those as possible, doing about 5 to 10 per week. Like I said, we have a playlist over there on YouTube you can check out, and you can look for your favorite team. But if you want your team moved up a little bit faster, if we haven't got to it already, please put a comment on Facebook or YouTube. Say, hey, I want you to cover our team, because we don't just cover the big teams, of course, the Alabamas, the Georgias. We want to hear from your Georgia States, from your other small schools. We want to hear from you, and we want your feedback. So please leave a comment, and we will get to that as soon as we can. Well, let's get into it. The hand-picked, hand-curated list for the top five Atlanta Falcons games of all time by Mr. Mark Mancini. Mark, what is your number five game of all time for Falcons history?
Well, it'd have to be that basically 1978, November 12th, the Falcons pulled it out against the Saints. That was the Barkowski throwing it up for grabs and Alfred Jenkins running it 57 yards. I mean, that was amazing to say the least. That would have to be my number five. And, you know, when you look at these things, boy, the Saints and Falcons had some wars over the years. And in my top five, I got two of the top five with the Saints involved with the Falcons.
I think you have to at this point. You know, as storied as that rivalry is in the NFC, in the NFL in general, you got to have at least one, if not two, on these Falcons list. Just as many wars as they go through pretty much every season. You can always expect a good game between these two. But this is a great pick for number five. And I do say so because this is the game known as the Big Ben Wright play right here. Like you mentioned, Barkowski tossed it up to Mr. Jenkins, caught it, and got the W 20-17. A tremendous game, a game in which the Saints were really dominant for the majority of the game, led them in a lot of categories and total yards by close to 100, by first downs as well. If they absolutely demolish him on the rushing game, 166 for the Saints compared to only the Falcons 74. But like I mentioned, that was only during the first half. Then the real key loss for the Saints here, the reason they end up losing this game, was because of turnovers. They turned the ball over twice for the Falcons. The Falcons also had three sacks as well. So just a rough game for the Saints, but the Falcons showed some great resilience, pulled it out, and one of the more electric plays of all time. And also the thing, too, is all of these games you can find on YouTube if you haven't done so already. You can look at them up, and they are all available to watch whenever you can. So go over there and check this play out because it is phenomenal to watch. Because it wasn't just out there to Jenkins. Let's not forget, it was tipped up a few times.
Yeah.
And then he ended up catching it. I know I found a quote from Coach Bennett at the time. He said, on the winning touchdown, there was no primary receiver. He said, we just batted the ball around and hoped someone would catch it. And that's exactly what happened and what caused them to get the win by 3 points for our number five Falcons game of all time. Let's keep moving, Mark. What is number four on your list?
Well, it would have to be September 12, 2005, Falcons and Eagles. And this was an interesting one. Trotter and Mathis got thrown out in the pregame before the game even started. And the Falcons jumped out to a 14-0 lead. But, boy, did they have to hold off because the Eagles came charging back. But, man, oh, man, that was interesting in the pregame.
Yeah, oh, yeah, the pregame. I think people forget about that, just the rivalry these two bird teams had, right? The Eagles, the Falcons going at it. You had two of the most dynamic playmakers also with Michael Vick, with Donovan McNabb as well. That Eagles team, of course, was tremendous. And what a great game. Very, like you said, very evenly contested. The Falcons came out quick with a 14-point lead thanks to Mr. Vick going in for a 7-yard rush. Of course, the big man, we all remember TJ Duckett going in for that 1-yard touchdown run. Always got to love that. And like you said, the Eagles did jump coming back in the later on the game, second quarter. Brian Westbrook got a touchdown pass. And then David Akers in the end of the fourth quarter, about 9 minutes left, kicked the field goal to put them just 4 points out. But it was not enough. The Falcons defense came to play that day, and they were really helping out. They got 3 turnovers. McNabb had a decent game, 257 yards, 1 interception, got sacked twice. And Vic had a pretty decent game as well. Not the star-studded performance you would think from both these quarterbacks. They played a little bit below their level that we all knew. Vic went 12 of 23, 156 yards, just 1 pick and was sacked 4 times. But he got it done with his feet, per usual, 11 carries for 68 yards. And the big factor in the offense, at least, was Warwick Dunn. 21 carries, 117 yards. Really helped, like you said, chew some clock, get some yardage, and helped maintain the lead. As for the defense for the Falcons, D'Angelo Hall helped out with his 2 passes defended and a pick for 38 yards, which helped out, as well as helping getting second on team in tackles with 5. So a big game for him. But yeah, like I said, a good game for the Falcons, a great win. And it's always fun to beat the Eagles, man. We always got to go against those bird rivalries right there. And like I said, pretty good game overall for number 4. Let's keep moving for number 3 on your list, sir.
Well, I'll tell you, October 22nd, 2006, this was a painful one, being from Pittsburgh. Falcons beat us 41-38. The Steelers, 433 total yards, 5 touchdowns, no interceptions, and they lose to a Morton Anderson field goal. Unbelievable when you amass all that.
Yeah, and let's not forget, this is a team that was coming off of a Super Bowl as well. They won it in 05. And, I mean, they had a really good, pretty good season in 2006. But, yeah, man, like you said, a very good game here. Like I said, the Steelers struggled a little bit in 06, went 8-8. And the Falcons in an absolute shootout with this team, right? Like you said, 41-38, and you mentioned the yardage. It was amazing. And, of course, the tale is old as time. The man who's played the most games in NFL history, Morton Anderson, was, I believe, 382. One of the best kickers of all time. He cleared it for the Falcons, got it done with a nice kick from 32 to send it away in overtime. But, man, just what a tremendous game from both of these teams, honestly, from both the Falcons and the Steelers. Big Ben did his thing, of course, 3 touchdowns for 238. And then also in that game, you had Charlie Batts. I feel like people forget his name. He had a good game as well. 8 for 13, 195, and 2 scores. But for the Falcons, man, Michael Vick got it done. 18 of 30 in the air, 232, 4 touchdowns as well. And then for the running, he got a touchdown on 40 yards as well. And like I said, for the defense, man, the Steelers had a good core there with Polamalu, of course, man, Heath Miller. They were doing their thing. And as for the Falcons, they were doing their best. He had some good sacks by Babineau, Mallard, Davis, and all those guys. They're putting in work. And like I said, just a high-scoring, fun game to watch. Go out your way and check it out. And it helped the Falcons that year, put them at the 4-2. So a great game. And just if you love offense, this is the game for you. So go out there and check it out. Well, let's keep it moving, Mark. What do you have for the next game on your list?
January 4, 2003, the Falcons went to Green Bay and beat them 27-7. And when you looked at the game, the first loss in postseason history there for the Packers, snowy day, Michael Vick, you know, was a star, but a stellar defense was the number one thing. in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Yeah, you're really not kidding, because, I mean, like I said, it was 27-7. The Falcons controlled this game. They were up 24-0 at one point. The Packers came back a little bit in the third. They got a touchdown, Favre to Donald Driver. But at that point, man, it was pretty much a wrap. The NJ Feely knocked it through the uprights for three. And just like you mentioned, a pretty good game offensively, but the defense is what really turned it away here for the Falcons, what really helped them out. Vic had a decent game, not the greatest, 13-25, 117 and a touchdown through the air. And then with his feet, 10 attempts for 64 yards. So not the greatest game for him. But like you mentioned, the defense is really what helped out, because Brett Favre got picked off twice. He got sacked twice as well. And the defense for Atlanta really was doing good. Keon Carpenter led the way with two interceptions. Huge for him. A pair of guys got some sacks as well. Patrick Kearney, Brady Smith, and Carpenter as well got half a sack. So they were really putting in work and really helped stifle this Packers offense in this wild card game here. A big win for the Falcons, and you know the Packers were a good team with, of course, Brett Favre, who we all know what the career he's had.
Right.
And the Falcons, like I said, great win here, an all-time really good game, a snow game like you'd mentioned. In Lambeau, the Falcons came away with a big win, and that is why it is the number two game on your list. Well, we've made it through four. Let's go to our number one game. What is your pick, Mark, for the best game in Falcons history?
Well, we started it out with a Saint Falcon game. We got to end it. It'd only be appropriate to end it that way, too. And that was September 2nd, 1979. The Falcons beat the Saints 40-34. Both teams amassed 500 yards. And what a crazy way to end this game with the punter there. Unbelievable, yeah. To say the least. This has to be the unbelievable thing.
Yeah, you're not kidding, man. This was a great pick for number one, an all-time classic. And the kickoff of the year, too, right? This was a great game, the kickoff of the year. This was the first game of the season, nonetheless.
Yeah.
Falcons went 1-0, Saints went 0-1. And looking at this game, like you mentioned, both teams went over 500 yards. There wasn't much defense to be said this day. But the MVP of this game had to have been Steve Barkowski, man.
Oh,
22-38, over 300 yards passing. He had only one pick, sacked only twice in this game. And he also got it done with his legs, too. Ran for 19 yards to help out. And then also you had William Andrews, the running back, who had a phenomenal game, 167 yards rushing with a score. And like you mentioned, man, they were really putting in some work. As for the Saints, you had Archie Manning, who was the quarterback back then, 284 yards, pretty solid. But like you said, there wasn't much defense to be played here. And then, like you mentioned, at the end, in overtime, it was tied 34-34 in the fourth. They went to OT, and then you get James Mabry with the INT to end it there. What a phenomenal game and a tremendous pick for the best Falcons game in their history. But hey, well, Mark, this was a great list, man.
Yeah, and when you looked at it, you know, there's rivalries around the league, and the only thing that comes similar to maybe the Falcons and the Saints would have to probably be the Giants and the Eagles playing some wild games up there.
You ain't kidding, man. They've had some tremendous matchups over the season. Well, Mark, is there any others, not particular games, but any other teams that you feel the Falcons have had some really rich history with?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, when you look at it, you know, over the years, you'd probably have to throw the Buccaneers in the mix here.
Mm-hmm.
The Buccaneers would be another one. The classics with the Eagles. You can even throw the old ones in the old days with when the Falcons were in the division with the Rams and the 49ers.
Yeah, I feel like people forget that, you know, they were playing the West Coast teams. Because of just how the divisions were made up back then. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, not really. They still don't, to be honest. But at least they're a little bit more centralized now. But yeah, I mean, like I said, they've had some tremendous matchups with the Buccaneers in somewhat recent years, as well as, like you said, the Rams and some other teams. But I feel that obviously the number one go-to rival for this team has got to be the Saints. And you know, whenever the Falcons are at home playing them, or whether they go out to New Orleans and play them, it is a rocking crowd. It doesn't matter if these teams have 10 wins or if they have one win. These fans are going to show out, and they are going to root for their team in and out each and every single snap, and it's electric to watch. I recommend watching it If our fans out there haven't seen any of the games in recent memory, they are always fun to watch. It's going to be fun this year, too, with both these teams. The Saints are coming up. The Falcons are trying to rebuild, get things rolling. So it's just another chapter in this historic rivalry between these two games. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. Well, hey, Mark, thank you so much, man, for coming on, picking, hand curating your top five list for all of the Atlanta Falcons games of all times. Some great picks here. Let's go through them one more time just for our viewers and our listeners at home. Number five, we had the Falcons and Saints from 1978. Number four, we had the Falcons and Eagles from 2005. Number three, from 06 in October, the Falcons and Steelers in a shootout. And number two, the wild card game between the Falcons and Packers. And finally, the best game of all time, in our opinion, the Falcons and Saints from September the 2nd, 1979. Well, hey, if you have enjoyed this episode or this video here, thank you so much for watching and tuning in. Like I said, we go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. Check out clips for our show on Instagram at 100th Football. And if you haven't done so already, please go over and check out our podcast. Available anywhere listed podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio. If you have a Google or an Alexa home device, just say, hey, Google, or hey, Alexa, play 100th Football. And guess what? It will, because that's just the great power of technology nowadays. Like I said, this thanks to the Belief Podcast Network. Be sure to go subscribe, turn on notifications so you don't miss a single episode. To my tremendous guest today, Mr. Madman Mark Mancini, thank you so much for coming on and picking your top five list. Per usual, it's always a pleasure. I've been your host today, Logan Landers. Have a tremendous day, everyone. And we will talk to you again on another live episode. See you soon.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football, Sports Talk Radio, on the Believe Podcast Network.